Our epistle for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the first epistle of Blessed Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Beloved, be all like-minded in prayer, compassionate, lovers of the brethren, merciful, reserved, humble, not rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but contrariwise, blessing. For unto this were you called, that you might inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears into their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are you. So have no fear of their fear, and do not be troubled, but hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 through 24. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And you have heard that it was said to the ancients, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and that whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'Thou fool,' shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. Therefore, if thou art offering thy gift at the altar in their remembrance that thy brother has anything against thee, leave thy gift before the altar and go first to be reconciled to thy brethren, and then come and offer thy gift." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those are pretty heavy words. Shall not enter heaven. Well, what was the justice of the scribes and Pharisees? The scribes and Pharisees were very concerned about the externals. What others thought. They had the letter of the law down to a perfection, but the spirit of the law was dead. Christ himself tells us about this. Now, unless our justice, what about our justice? What should it be? Our justice should be what Christ thinks, what Christ sees, what Christ knows of us. And this is where we have to examine ourselves in all humility and truth. The time for playing games is over. We have but a short amount of time to pass this test called life. And it's not about what other people think, but about what God thinks. The letter of the law, my dear friends in Christ, are many. The spirit or the heart of the law is one, and that is charity. Remember when Christ was talking to people about this gospel of his, and how men would be judged, and both the righteous and the mean stood before him. And they had one question after judgment was passed. "Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty or naked or without shelter?" And he answered, "What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me." The least. The one we like the least. Christ, therefore, makes it apparent that we must have connection with him. Do as he would do. Be as he would be. What does he tell us? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Oh, we can counter argue with, well, which one of us is perfect? And that's a foolish argument. Because the true question is, which one of us can Which one of us has to be by himself? No, we can have a connection with Christ, and he is perfection. He gives us that opportunity at Mass when we receive him in Holy Communion. This is our spirituality. This is our Catholic faith. This is what we could have if we wish to have. Too many people play games where it concerns church and the Mass. There is a big game going on by the enemies of Christ where it concerns modernism and ecumenism and interfaith and religious liberty. But there's a decision that we have to make. Anybody thinks they can play the game both sides, they're walking in the middle. And what does Christ say about those walking in the middle? The lukewarm make me sick. I will vomit out of my mouth, he says, were his exact words. It's important for us to become serious with our relationship with Christ and appreciate the gifts that we have been given, especially the gift of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, what does this have to do with charity? Everything. Everything. Christ himself points to the sacrifice when he says, if you see that you have a problem with your brother and you're about ready to offer your gift at the altar, leave your gift. Go make reconcile and then come offer your gift. Some people, they come to Mass and they think, well, I wonder what priest is going to offer the Mass today. There's a better question. How are we going to offer the Mass today? What are we going to offer at Mass today? What is it the priest says when he turns around after the offertory and he says to you, he prays to you, he asks and petitions something from you? Orate, fratres. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to the Father Almighty. Remember last Sunday we talked about this world being condemned to frustration, and so it is. And we can be caught up in that frustration. There is a turmoil within all of us. The spirit and the flesh are in battle. But we have been empowered to be liberated by the goodness of God, by the life of Christ, and the opportunity to be united to that life. We are not condemned to that frustration. We have to deal with it, but we have a choice. And that choice is something that we must make each day, every day, today. What is the gift that we offer at the altar? What is it that he wants? Well, first, let us consider his gift. What is his gift to us? Himself. What is our gift to him? It has to be ourselves. We have to open our hearts and allow him in and let him abide one with us, not just at Mass, but from Mass to our day, to our home. So the choice is, we can come to church and offer the gift to the scribes and Pharisees, their justice, the letter of the law, what others think. Or we can offer the Christ-like gift, the one that he wishes to offer, wishes us to offer, and the one that he offers. He, being God, did not see it as something to be clung to, but abandoned himself, becoming obedient even to the weight of the cross, or even to the death of the cross. You know, I was thinking, and this is the last thought, I was thinking about the sacrifice and how when our Lord was performing that sacrifice on Calvary, offering himself, bleeding the very last drops of his blood for our redemption, the chief priests and Pharisees were down at the temple preparing for the Paschal lamb. They were doing all the ceremonies, making sure everything was good to go. I wonder what thought crossed their minds after they had dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and everything was prepared and that temple veil was torn in two when Christ breathed forth his last. Did they have an awakening like the centurion on that mount and said, truly this is the Son of God? Let us, my dear friends in Christ, as we continue with the holy sacrifice of the Mass today, offer ourselves truly and humbly, petitioning the good Lord for the things that we stand in need of, not just for ourselves, but our loved ones. Asking him for the grace of final perseverance. Petitioning him that we may become instruments like unto him, victims offering ourselves for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.